I hear you guys talk about yourself, I'm like, what the fuck are you even saying right now?
Well, beauty too is just like very subjective.
Objective, yeah.
Like westernized, like standards.
Exactly.
There's someone out there who's like gonna find every person. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It really isn't the eye of the beholder. Like, there's gonna be someone who's like, oh, that's a bit of me.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? Like, sometimes, like, even in high school, when you'd hear, like, guys talk, and they'd be like, oh, like, ew, I would never her. And I'm like, damn, I actually think she's, like, so beautiful. Like, you know what I mean?
I was that girl in high school.
No, I'm telling you, like, sometimes I look at people, and I'm like, damn, like, you do not, genuinely do not know. You do not know. Well, that kind of sucks, but and then people just like when you tell them that they're like, you're just saying that, and I'm like, no, like it sucks that some people can't see what other people see, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like your internal monologue.
Uh-huh. Anyways, let's get this party started.
I took her to the island. Little shorty, she be wildin', yeah. Cause I always got a smiling, she can't stop. Yeah, I always got a smiling, she won't stop.
Baby took me to the island. He told me I'd be wildin'. Cause he always got me smiling. I can't stop. Yeah, he always got me smiling. I won't stop.
Hey, it's Jordan.
Hey, it's Randy.
And welcome to the Pull You For a Chat podcast, a podcast for the hopeless romantics
and the plain old hopeless.
And for all you lover boys and lover girls out there, this is the second to last Love Island edition. Womp womp.
Tears. Screaming, yeah. Crying, and throwing up.
Truly. Actually, all those emotions I had this week, I think, invoked by people in the villa.
Yeah, 100%. I now feel like they're mostly like my siblings. Some of them I just want to punch in the face. And then some of them I'm like, oh, I love you so, so much.
See, I'm not that like affectionate Philly towards someone, towards them, the people that I'm like not fans of in the villa, to where I'd be like, I feel like you're my sibling. No.
Well, the people that I hate also I feel like are my siblings. So it's a fair balance.
Fair enough. Okay. So this week feels like it was 10,000 years long. You know,
golly.
About that, like, it kind of has part one and then a part two of the week, where, like, mm-hmm. part one, fast pace and, like, whoa, there's a lot of drama going on. Slowed down, because we are getting to the end. This is the we're going into currently the last week of Love Island. So next week will be our last episode of the Love Island edition, because it brings it all to a close, which is bittersweet. It's been a fun season so far, but we still have more to talk about, so let's get with it. We left off with the like recoupling, and so this week mm-hmm. we see the aftermath of the recoupling. And there's a lot that happened. I love being online when Love Island is like live and airing, because it's just so funny to see like everybody's live reactions and what's going mm-hmm. on. Where should we start, Randy?
I say we kick it off with just like the aftermath of the recoupling, I guess. The most dramatic parts to happen, you know, Serena, golly.
Yeah.
Long, long week. Serena, she obviously had her tiff with Cordell. So we see the aftermath of that. She was not a very happy camper.
Not at all. Like, she invented. You know, because we were saying, like, wow, she really does like him. She feels, like, really, honestly, like, disrespectful. Like, why would you go in there and gotten to know Daya on a completely non-physical level simply because you had Serena waiting for you? You know what I mean? Like,
that
be explored, like, you're weak for real. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Cordell knew that. Like, he walked in during the recoupling and was really ashamed and was like, oh, I can't look. He had his head down. He felt bad. He felt guilty. He was embarrassed. Like, all the things that could have been avoided had he stopped thinking with his dick. Like, and I don't, apparently it's hard for guys to do. I don't know, because it seems like a lot of these men could not do that.
And so we start off the week, like she's pissed. She's really standing her ground. She has a conversation with Daya, which I think that Daya, the conversation was not meant to be constructive. She was really trying to make sure that Serena was not going to go back to Cordell because everything that she said was negative and nothing really productive was said to me. It was only to piss Serena off further.
Well, and so Cordell came back in the villa, and you could tell he kind of immediately regretted his decision because he just stopped really giving Daya the room. And like, as soon as he walked in the villa, he was like, Serena. And it's like, that switch up is crazy. That you just went from one extreme to the other so quickly. And it's like, if you knew you wanted Serena, why? You know what
I
I mean?
think
And then
he
why were
wanted the
you?
validation, though. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Because Serena wasn't showing physically how much she liked Cordell. Like she was telling him, but like physically and emotionally are two different things. And even some fans were like, damn, I didn't realize how much she liked Cordell until that moment.
Yeah, literally me. Well, okay, so do we think then that Cordell brought Daya back as a safety net because he didn't know exactly where Serena was at, like if she really did like him? And then when he saw her standing there single, he was like, oh.
No, I don't think that, I don't necessarily think that he thought she would pick somebody else. I think that, I don't know, this might be too calculated for him because he is a little bit of a bit sometimes, but I feel like Cordell wanted validation and that is the way he could get it.
Fair enough, fair enough. So we see what some big moments. Like she was not letting him
Oh
breathe.
no.
Felt like
Very
even,
Tyler Perry.
yeah, it's like a Tyler Perry movie, very like Zeus. It was giving Black Love.
It was so
It
passionate. And I was like, come
was
on. And
passionate in a way that like you were not gonna see on like mainstream
yeah.
television.
And honestly, at first, you know, people are like, I can't believe the way Serena's treating him. But that would have been different if she would didn't. So I knew that Serena was gonna forgive him. Like I could tell. I've seen like couples like that, and I just knew from the vibes because if you cared that much about somebody, the things she was doing, the actions she like showed, you don't do that unless you're gonna like double back. You know what I mean? And I just knew that she was going to. So I was like, okay, had she not have, I would have felt more bad for Cordell. Like, damn, she's really tr dog walking that man. But I just could tell that they were gonna get back together. So I was like, okay, he'll get a little medicine. I don't think they'll ever go back to that place.
No, I do appreciate though that she did make him work for it. Like, and it wasn't, she didn't just fold. She wasn't like, okay, you're back. Like, let's continue. She really was hurt. She really needed her time to grieve. She had to talk to other people in the villa because she was hurt by the other guys who were like, you know, egging Cordell on and just kind of like treating her feelings like they didn't matter. She had a few like blowout moments, but it was all like she was hurt. You know what I mean? Like she was just like in her feelings about it as she should have been. There was one. I did think it was very sad, but again, I will die on this hill. I don't know where it started with Rob, but the thought and the concept of bringing two girls that you are currently talking to breakfast, that's crazy. Like, just don't bring me breakfast because now I'm pissed off. You know what I mean? So Cordell brought Daya and Serena breakfast, and Serena like dumped it on him or just like smashed it into him. And I thought that hurt to watch, but I am glad that they did work
Again, I've seen some crazy stuff happen the way
out.
I've grown up in relationships. So, like, to me, I was like, you get what you get. I wouldn't do that personally because I don't like condone violence, but I've seen it in real life. So, I'm like, oh, that's tough. Not for me, but like, that's tough for you. And Rob obviously has never seen anything like that. A lot of the boys haven't. Miguel obviously has. And that's why he, like, had kind of, I think, almost like a trauma response towards it. Because he was like, damn, I grew up around, which I can relate to. Like, I've seen it. And so I'm like very much used to it. And that stuff like that doesn't shock me. However, I would never put myself in that situation. But also watching it, I was like, and what about it?
I just thought it was rough, but Cordell liked it. When Serena was yelling at him, you could see his face. Like he was like, I love this girl. Like and I am glad that they worked it out. So he kind of came to the realization, or he always knew that it was Serena. And so he's like, I'm just gonna dead it off with Daya. She had some weird behavior around that. I think ultimately she was just embarrassed. And she didn't handle it in the right way because it was very childish. Like Cordell is like, I need to talk to you. And she goes, well, I need to talk to you. The
way she raced to cut him off before he could cut her off was so crazy.
Yeah, I was like, this is so embarrassing. Please stop. Please
But
stop.
also, like, Daya, you can tell it was going downhill right after that game where she was like, I've never been in Odell's comments, like, da, 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 da. And I'm like, girl, so for
Yeah.
real, there's receipts. You know what I mean? She doesn't know that yet because she's not outside the door.
Well,
But there's receipts, and you know that completely torn to turned Cordell off.
so the tea is those receipts that people are talking about. So there's a social media challenge too, and in it, Daya got called out for being in OBJ's comments. And the tea with that is the receipts that people were pulling up apparently are photoshopped. Like they're fake. They're not real. But Daya's in there. As soon as she hears a tweet about being in Odell's comments, it's not even real that it's about her. She starts crying and she's like, "Oh, I didn't do it. Not me. I would never." And then she like tells Cordell some story about like how her what her ex or her brother or something like knew him and was in a picture. And so she commented like so she's like create like connecting the dots between them, off of a tweet that actually was fake.
Yeah, so like she created this whole story, even if the tweets were fake, like, girl, be so for real. I went to school for sports broadcasting, so I know a lot about football. Football is my favorite sport. If I told any one of my friends, the ones that don't even watch football, like complete bookworms, could not tell you a name of anybody on like the Chiefs except for Patrick Mahomes, they would know who OBJ is and they would say OBJ. But also, if you don't know who Odell Beckham Jr. is, you're not calling him OBJ.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're just not.
And
Like,
I think, yeah, I think Cordell was already kind of over her at that point, but like that gave him no more reason to like want to try to continue it with her. So he broke it off. She claims that she did. And you
we
know
all
what?
saw it. We all saw what happened.
If that makes her feel better, then I love that for her. But it's crazy too, because she's like, I can't, at my age, me and Day are the same age. I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine doing that, but hey, to each their own. And so that, so they kind of reconcile. So that's the first half of the week for Serena and Cordell.
Let's just
Next
go
up.
ahead. Yeah, I was about to say, let's just go get it over with. Because they had a similar situation, we're gonna kick it off with Kayla and Aaron because
Ugh.
God, I cannot even watch them on the screen. I'm disgusted.
I
Kayla,
fast
stand
forward
up.
through all their scenes at this point.
Seriously, I'm just so disgusted with the gaslighting, the manipulation, and allowing herself to be gaslighted and manipulated because people are telling her in the villa, like, it's not right. It's not like this is kind of weird. And she's just not listening. And so, like, if that's how you want to be treated that way. I don't know what else to tell you.
Kaylor folded in 0.2 seconds. As soon as that recoupling was over, as soon as she finished her little speech with him, he came up and he like grabbed her hand and she let him and she was like, "I want to hate you so bad," you know, folded
Oh my God.
immediately. And it was like, and we all, you know, it's crazy. Everybody knew. Me and Randy talked about it that we knew she was gonna fold. At, like on After Sun, they were saying they knew she wasn't gonna stand firm. Like they nobody had hope for her. No one believed in this girl to like stand up for herself. And like, unfortunately, she proved us right. And I don't know if there's like much to say about them because they are like quite essentially like Kaylor is like that one like girlfriend you have who is dating just like an awful guy, but they won't leave the relationship. And you're kind of at the point where you're like, I personally just don't want to hear about it anymore. Like, you can't talk, like, you, no, there's nothing else I could say to you about it. So please stop complaining about your shitty boyfriend.
Super unfortunate circumstances. Like, I wish that she knew her worth because there's nothing I hate more for a woman is a woman that doesn't know like how prized she like she's like people love her and there's a man out there that could love and treat her with so much more respect and love and like value who they are and not make them look like an absolute dumbass on reality TV, because that's what she looks like.
And what's crazy is she knows she looks that way. When she'd forgiven Aaron the first time, she's in the fitting with the girl, fitting room with the girls, and she was like, "I know you guys are saying like you think I'm a weak bitch." And Janae goes, "You said
Yep,
it."
yeah.
Like, yeah, we do, because like, and I feel for her in some regard because she knows what the right thing to do is. Like, she has to know what the right thing to do is. She just, like, her heart is so set on like wanting this guy and wanting it to work out with him that like she is truly just like living for the temporary satisfaction of being happy with him today. But like, this is just going to be so much harder down the line. You know, I think this is a canon event for her in her life. I think she's going to have to go through it to get through it and get over it. It's just really unfortunate to like watch it play out. And Aaron,
And when I catch
actually,
you, Ricky.
actually, just like every time I just have like the biggest ick from like the biggest ick.
That face that he
And
makes constantly, the
or his mouth, yeah, his
bro,
teeth.
stop it.
I
Close
just like
it.
every time he is on my screen, I feel ill. Like, I genuinely just feel ill to my stomach. And I just can't stand, like, he is just such a liar. There are so many things that he said this week that like made it clear that he knew what he was doing.
And he really does not give a fuck about that girl. At
He
the
knew
movie night
he
where,
said, go
go ahead.
ahead. Oh, when he told her he loved her, they were like mid-argument. She's upset, she's crying, right? She can't get it. He goes, I love you. There, I said it. What do you mean? There, you said it. What? Like,
Yeah.
and he knew, unfortunately, that that's what he could say. And Kaylor would just be like, oh, okay. Like, he knows what to say to get her to like calm down because like she's not gonna like stand firm, like, and protect her. Oh, it's just like he is taking advantage of someone.
And when he said that, she literally said, "It feels like you're probably manipulating me right now, but like I don't even care because I love you too." And I'm like, you're aware and you're letting this happen." And the fact of the matter is, they get into it again at the first half of the movie night because she's seeing this shit and it's way worse than what they said, which she was prepared for because they said it in the game that they played earlier. It said, "This isn't even basically half of the stuff that happened. Like, they haven't even shown the worst bits to her. And imagine how she's going to feel once she's seen it." And so Aaron is convinced, "I've already told you. I've already told you. Why are you still hanging on old shit?"
And he
What?
brings up from weeks ago her kissing Connor as if like that's relevant to their current situation.
And
It's
then he
not.
goes, "Yeah." And then he goes, "I don't want to play tit for tat, but I'm gonna play tit for tat." Like, huh? Make it make sense.
And then he just kind of ends it up because she's forgiven him and then gotten upset about something else, and then she's forgiven him, and then now movie night and she's upset, and then Aaron's like frustrated, but he doesn't have a space to be frustrated because like you know it's gonna take some time. It's been 3 days, like it's two, 3 days. Like, this is so very fresh for her. You can't expect her to be over it just because you're over it. Like, that's not how this works. But then he just kind of ends up being like, I did it because I wanted to. And like he was so proud about that, and he stands and he's like, I just, that's what I wanted to do, so I did it. And I'm like, okay, fair enough, that's how you feel. But Kaylor, babe, are you hearing what he's saying? Because the second you get out that villa, if he meets someone else and he just wants to, he's going to do it because he doesn't want to choose you over that girl, like, and his excuse is because he wants to, like.
And here's the thing. Liv is sitting there standing up for her and like chiming in, like, "Hey, well, that's fucked up," because she knows her friend's weak in the knees. But what are you gonna do? You're gonna stand up for your friend. And then Aaron has the audacity to turn to Liv and say, "Why do you keep getting in my business? Da, 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 you're always in everyone's business." Thank fucking God Serena stood up and said something. Like, she didn't stand up, but like she stood up for her and said something and was like, "Oh, that's weird, because you're always in Rob's business. You're always standing up for Rob when you have no place in the discussion." And he's like, "Well, obviously, because she's hurt." And Liv's like, "And so is she." You know what I mean? So the fact that he even, you're an idiot. What an idiot. I honestly, and then the fact that he got up and stormed off like a little baby bitch.
He was trying to have his Rob moment. I bet you if Rob never jumped in the pool and did his little big one that night, Aaron would not have stormed off into the forest. Like, he's just such a, he just literally, I see him and I get sick. Like, it's just gross behavior that we're just like seeing. Like, I have been fortunate to like not personally know someone who exudes behavior like this guy, like, and so seeing it, like, I've only heard stories, I've only read stories, you know, I've only heard about people like him, so seeing it is just like actually like it makes me ill.
And honestly, the cherry on top after all of that is at the end of the week. Wait, That's at the end of this week, or was that in the new episode? Just kidding, that's in the new episode, so I'm not gonna say it. But
Yeah.
at the end of the week, after they've all forgiven, you know what I mean? Kayla's asked a question, and they're like, "Hey, if he ever prepares to ask you to be his girlfriend, are you gonna say yes or no?" And then the girls are like, or she tells the girls, "No, I wouldn't." And then you see him, the last thing for him is like, "Oh, I'm thinking about asking her to be my girlfriend." Then it deads there. I'm sure you guys can guess what's gonna happen, but she doesn't stand on business. Let's just say that.
Basically, just don't believe anything she says because she just like doesn't think straight when it comes to him. And like, I want to feel for her so badly, but like, it's kind of hard to have like sympathy for her where because you're like, you're doing this to yourself. Like, and it's really hard. Like, I get you're on a platform where you're like exposing your literal personal business and life to like national, even global like television, right? And so, like, I can't relate on that part. Like, I understand that must be hard, and like, they're gonna come out and get so much scrutiny. But like, Jesus, like, and even what is it? Was it Katie Maloney went on After Sun, and she had said like, "I married my Aaron, and I hope that's a lesson for other people. Like, Kaylor, do not like get into this." And it's just no one likes this couple. No one believes in this couple. Everyone's annoyed at Kaylor. No one likes Aaron. Like, it's rough.
The thing that makes it worse for me and why I'm so like passionate and heated about this is because I have some Kaylors in my life, and I hope that they're watching this and realize what they look like, unfortunately.
Stupid. Like, you look so dumb.
So that's a wrap on that couple. I'm tired of talking about them. I'm tired of seeing them on my TV screen. Honestly, hope something happens next week where they're cut.
Yeah, I fast forward through all their scenes. I just don't have it in me to
I'm
watch
just ill. I'm sick of it. And so on to the next couple, which I wish this couple had more screen time than Aaron and Kaylor because they deserve it. I'm going to go Janae and Kenny.
Janae and Kenny. They are so sweet. So Janae was really upset after Casa because he brought back, who did he bring back? Sierra? No, Catherine. Brought back Catherine. And she was like, you know, in her feelings, she's like, well, if you chose her, just go with her. I'm gonna leave. And Kenny's like, I'll leave with you. And you know, it's this whole thing. And he also had that moment where he said it when he came back in, but he realized like, I like Janae more than the girl that I brought back. You know, I will say this, all of the gossip Casa guys who were in a couple who went and brought someone else back reverted back to their OG girls. Like, what was the point? What was
Honestly,
the
embarrassing, and not even just for the boys, for the
reason?
girls as well. Just like, and I know Catherine worked so hard to get back
Worked so hard to be
in
handed an immediate L.
that
Like,
position. L. Here's the thing about Kenny, right? First impressions of Kenny. You do genuinely think he's like a little running a little slow. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, is he kind
he
of
just talks really
dumb?
slow.
Like, is he kind of dumb? But he is genuinely so thoughtful. Everything that he says, he like means it. That's why he's so like, you know, he's always in his head. I feel like maybe that's why it just takes a slower process to come out. But he thinks about things more than I would say the average man does. Everything that he says to Janae is poetic. It's so beautiful, and it gives you faith that men actually do like women.
Yeah, so Kenny, crazy that he said you think he's like, you question his intelligence. I just think he like really thinks through things before responding. So he is like a slow talker, but like, and it doesn't help that he just kind of looks like a little bit like aloof, you know? But yeah, he is so thoughtful. He at the end, you know, there's a recoupling during this week, and he gave one of the best recoupling speeches. I was sitting there and I was like, I really want to hear his wedding vows whenever he gets married. Like, I was like, I want to hear those. I need to hear those because they will be like phenomenally beautiful. And they worked it out. I think I appreciated that Janae came around to not necessarily that she was being ridiculous, but that like it wasn't necessarily fair to like be upset with Kenny. Just because like their situation was so fresh, it was so new. He didn't know where she stood. He didn't actually do anything like super wrong. And so I appreciate, and she apologized to him for like how she reacted, and I appreciated Miguel like kind of standing up for Janae in that situation where he like had said to the guys like, "Hey, like I think you know she's like he goes she wears her heart on her sleeve, and she loves hard and she hurts her. You know she feels all her emotions and it's just very loud." But like I think she's maybe going about it in the wrong way, but like she feels so deeply and she's had the short end of the stick in here, and so I was like, okay, we'll get to Miguel, but like. Look,
Yeah.
I love
You
Miguel.
know, when Kenny said, oh, this really just melted my heartstrings. When he said something of the fact that there's just nobody in this villa or that I've ever met that is as warm as Janae, I was like, wow, that
And
is
you
actually, you only hope for a man to say words like that about you.
know, And you know what's crazy? Every single person who's come out of that villa has like praised Janae up and down. Like every, even Kane, who left the villa and had a whole lot, still has a whole lot to say. This man is living online right now. Not, like every single person has nothing but great things to say about Janae. Even Josiah from Casa Amor is still talking about her and just like how she brightens the room and you feel her presence when she walks in. Like how beautiful to be known by that and like how you make people feel as a person. So big ups, Janae.
The next couple I think that we should talk about, just because we mentioned them, Miguel and Leah.
I'm a fan, personally. I think they complement each other very well. So Miguel comes back from Casa. He coupled up with Sierra, but was like, yeah, but I'm still going to get to know you. And like, he was basically like, I'm a single man still. And Leah never like had a problem with Miguel getting to know someone else. She's very realistic about who he was and what their situation was. Like she was like, yeah, whatever. So she didn't give him a hard time about it. And then pretty quickly, I think like the next day, he pulled Sierra and was like, hey, I just want to continue getting to know Leah. And like that was that. And Sierra had, I think, like a problem with it, but Leah didn't do anything wrong to her in that situation, truly. So I didn't really like understand that aspect of it, but hey, feel how you feel. And yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's like too much to touch on them. Like they just like worked it out. They had a
No,
really
yeah. The only time there was ever like a tiff, you know, Miguel's kind of a goofball, which love that. During the movie night, he does say, like, he does laugh a little bit about what he's saying in the videos, which is probably not the most fun thing to hear, like someone giggling when at some a video that could potentially hurt your feelings, even though she'd said, you know, it doesn't like it doesn't affect me or da 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 da. He probably could have been a little bit more sensitive, but also people handle situations differently, and some people giggle when they're uncomfortable. So I think really that's what it was. But other than that, like we touched on it last week, we think that they've really balanced each other out because they're both like a little toxic, and together it's just kind of wholesome. They've got great chemistry. I will say, and I spoke to Jordan about this earlier, I think that Leah would double back to Rob given the opportunity. If Rob spoke up and said, "Hey, I want to work things out," Leah would. Not to say that she doesn't like Miguel, but everyone's got like that one ex in their life, I guess, that
Rob's
they
like the
would
one that got away.
absolutely fold for. And I do think Leah would, because Leah had a conversation with Rob during after movie night and during movie night, apologizing, and they
Which
both said, yeah, go ahead.
I don't think Leah should have apologized to Rob. I don't understand. Like, I genuinely, the clips they're showing, she was in her feelings, she was hurt. Whatever, like I really don't think like, and they and the guys made it such the guys during movie all the guys just annoyed me, but all the guys during movie night were like, wow, I can't believe you said that, I can't believe you did that. It was just after like he dumped her to get with Andrea, and she's just like talking, and they made it such a big
Yeah.
try to make her feel super bad for what? Like Rob did not manipulate and gaslight her,
No.
like, and
This is,
I
yeah.
didn't like that at all.
Well, here's the thing. You can really tell that people come from different types of families and different areas in the country and the world just by moments like this, because how many people were so taken aback and offended, and then the girls that were just, and everyone that was like, oh, like it's another day. You know what I mean? Because I've talked slick, absolutely crazy about somebody that I've loved in the heat of the moment. That's why I try to be silent when I can. But if it comes out, it comes out. And if someone was talking crazy to me like that, like my sisters, for example, like they've talked crazy to me like that. And it's just something that I've grown up with and like I know what it is. And so if someone were really mad at something that I did and they talked like that because I hurt their feelings, I'd be like, damn, that's tough to hear, but it is what it is. And you can tell some people were not raised or brought up that way, and they were just so appalled and like they've never heard anything like that come out of someone they loved their life, like say that before, you know what I mean? And it just really tells you how things would be outside of the villa.
I think it was partly that, and partly that they really believe that Leah is a villain. That Rob, like, you know, like, because he kind of tried to paint her out to be a villain when he was like hurt over some things a little bit. And
I don't know.
I really think they wanted to not like Leah and like wanted to have a reason to not like Leah. And Andrea left the villa, and she's saying that production is trying to make Leah a villain to the other islanders. Like she said they are doing things to people not like Leah. Anyways, all I'm saying is that that's not true, really. Like, I agree with that, but I think like they just were gonna look for something because they were always on Rob's side in that situation.
Yeah, I also just think that people like who watch Love Island consistently aren't used to seeing that side of reality TV or like passionate people, which I will call them, like Serena, like Leah, like Liv, and everyone's like, oh, bully, bully, bully. No, you just don't know those types of people, and that's okay. Like, you just didn't grow up around those types of people that are passionate. Not saying what they say all the time is fine to say, because personally I would have squared up with some of them had they said some words to me,
It's the
but
tone. It's really the tone.
it's really the tone. Like, but I've had people say out of pocket stuff like that to me and just brush it off, you know what I mean? So I really think that some of America has never seen anything like that, and they're like, oh, bully, 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 and it's like, no, not
No.
quite. And
Yeah.
that's why they're like, oh, why are you guys making da 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 the villa? No, she put herself in that situation because she's got a slick ass mouth. But you think it's clipped. It's not, I don't think they're even clipped. I think they're just like heated in the moment. You guys aren't used to seeing that as an audience sometimes. And that makes them look like a villain. And if they would think more carefully, because those girls, this group of girls, personally, Serena, Leah, Liv, like Love Island doesn't see a lot of girls like that. They
Not
don't.
all at the same time. Not all of
No, they don't.
the same girls at the
And so, do I think they're honestly getting painted as a villain? No, I think they're getting painted as themselves, and the audience isn't used to seeing women that are vocal and speak up for themselves like that.
Yeah, I do still think that the guys did not like Leah and wanted to see her as the villain. But yes, and there are a lot of new like Love Island viewers this season around. It's like really popular right now, which good for Love Island as it should be. But yeah, that was Lee and Miguel. Again, I'm a huge fan of Miguel. I think his communication skills are phenomenal. When he clocks something he doesn't like during movie night,
He says it.
when Lee and Liv got into it, he understood why he was upset by what happened and he communicated it. Like, he doesn't ever like say something or think something and we'll just like sit on it. He's like, no, like I'm gonna address it. And he does it in such a kind and fair and honest way. And like and I really like him. Like, he knows who he is and he's really open about it, and he has phenomenal communication skills. Why am I saying
This
phenomenal so many times this
it's
episode? Like,
your word of the week.
it's
It's
my
your word of
word
the
of the
week. Let's
week,
put on a t-shirt.
apparently. Jesus.
No, but Miguel, because some people did question him last week at the end of the week, because he said, would you want your future wife to say something like that? And you know, okay, that's a little testy, but then you see at the end of the week why he said what he said, right? He grew up and stuff like that, and he personally doesn't think that he could like put himself in those situations because he's been in those like as a child or like growing up. And so yeah, I think it was not totally invalid to ask that question. Obviously, Cordell is okay with the way Serena reacts, and that's something they can work on. So I think he did get trash talked on a little bit for that comment. But at the end of the week, you can see why
Well,
he
but
said
even
what
then, I don't think
he
it was wrong for him to ask that. Like, I know people were getting up in arms of like, oh, that's anti-black, da-da-da-da, whatever. But I'm like, realistically, that's a good question to ask your friend. Like, he is like checking in with his friend of like, hey, that's a behavior that I don't think is like really good conflict resolution. Like, is that something you would like, is that
Yeah,
how you
is
want
that
your partner to
something
react? Like,
you could deal with? Is that
and
something
that's
you would be
yeah.
okay with?
And that wasn't a bad question. I thought that was a really great question to ask, and I think more men need to be checking in with their guys about that. Like, he Miguel strikes me as like the friend who you could go to, like, for men who could have emotional, like, safety, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like,
And
and
realistic conversations too, because he looks like somebody who has gone through like some trauma maybe growing up when it comes to like relationships, because he's like touched on it a little bit without going in too deep. So we don't really know. But also somebody who can see how he would want to change in the future and his own relationships. So you got like two different sides of relationship spectrums that he can just see so clearly. And even though he is a goofball, like he is somebody that a man should go to instead of, dare I say, Kendall, and
Rob,
get
Kendall,
accurate
Aaron,
advice.
don't go to any of them.
Yeah.
And then him and Leah, like, worked it out. She talked through, she and I felt for her too, because, like, even though I don't think she had anything to really apologize for, I totally get seeing your behavior reflected back at you and not being proud of the person that you were. Like, I really related to that, of like, dang, like, I feel for her, because that's hard. Like, that's why she was upset, and that's why she was crying, because she felt so awful about it. Because it's like, you're seeing something and you're like, I can't believe I did that. Like, I can't believe that was me. And I think that was really honest and vulnerable of her to kind of address and admit, and to like clock it. And I really think Leah has, like, at least from being in the villa, has like shown a lot of growth in kind of like how she is.
Yes,
When she feels
yes.
attacked, she still gets hot-headed and really loud and defensive, but I think she has grown a lot.
And that's another thing that I liked, because her and Liv did end up getting into it in part one. In part two, you could see their sit down. Well, fucking Aaron's off being a baby bitch, so they have to pause everything they're doing. They sit
Yeah.
down and they talk to each other, like, hey, you know, I'm really sorry for how I just talked to you. I get what you're saying. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes, I get what you're saying. That honestly did it for me. And I'm not a huge Leah fan. And I was like, okay, that I fuck with. I do fuck with taking accountability, which she hadn't been doing like the whole first part of the season, which is why I did not fuck with her. Like, I'm like, you have to be able to own that you were wrong and maybe not making the right decisions. And you can totally see the difference between Leah, maybe day one, day two, and Leah right now in the villa.
I knew she had it in her, my girl, my Persian princess.
Yeah,
Like, I
not
knew
that
she
she
had
owes
it
that
in
to me
her.
or any of the viewers, but like, to
I
herself
think it's so
mostly.
good to see. Like, I think it's really
Yeah.
good, like, and powerful to see. And I think, and something Liv, I just watched Liv had said, like, during the social media challenge, there was a mean tweet about Liv. Like, Liv is such a mean girl or whatever. And like, the producers didn't show it, but Leah went and sat down on the bench with her to get like slimed and stuff, because she's like, I'm not gonna let you do this. Like, take this on by yourself. She's like, I also fit in this category. And Liv was like, she, but they didn't show that. And I
And
was
that irritates the fuck out of me, because if a woman stands up for herself in any type of way, she's a bitch. She's a bitch. But if a man does it, he's like him. He's the man. He's like, you know what I mean? And it doesn't make you mean for standing up for what you believe in. It makes you a human. You know what I mean? And it sucks that women don't stand up for themselves in fear of being called a bully, a mean girl, or a bitch.
Yeah, we just need to care less. But I really appreciate Leah. I really appreciate Miguel. And I think I really like them as a couple. Like, I just really think, even if they end up only being friends, realistically, they're not gonna make it outside. But like, I think they are good, what's influences on each other. So, okay.
Yeah.
Moving on from
Next up,
that.
Kendall and Nicole.
I don't have much to say about them.
It's not. They're locked in. Whatever. They're official. They went to the hideaway.
I fast-forwarded through that too.
Yeah, I did too. They rendezvoused, if you know what I mean. Home base, baseball terms.
I do like that Nicole kind of checked Kendall for him
I
being
do. I
during the
do.
talk some
But
more.
in that same sentence, she's like not my favorite, because she made a comment. She was like, oh, I was always team Aaron for Kaylor. And I'm like, you're not a great friend then.
No. She, yeah, I mean, there's not much to say about them. Like, they were just kind of, I mean, even throughout the week, they didn't really add much to the week. Like,
Yeah.
there wasn't just anything really going
Boring.
on.
Great for each other, but to me, they're not great friends for to the other Islanders.
I am happy they're happy
Yeah.
with each other. But yeah, I think, I don't know, I would not want my guy to be friends with someone like Kendall, unfortunately.
I will say that even though Kendall peer pressured like an apology from Serena,
Oh
and
yeah.
then
Okay,
they
wait.
went
Can we talk
back,
about that?
yeah.
How, when Serena was upset at Kendall because she heard that he was like egging Cordell on during Casa and saying like, "Oh, Cordell, I've never seen you with someone like this before." Da da da. And Serena was upset. Kendall did not give her any personal space. Like,
No.
it was really uncomfortable. I said, and you could see her trying to get away from him, but he like boxed her in. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, I did not like it. And Cordell
No,
was
I didn't
like, he
either.
peeped it and he just like kind of stayed nearby.
Yeah. And I saw a comment on After Sun that was like, Cordell stood behind him, and even though they're in the thick of it, like a huge fight, and said, "Are you okay?" You know what I mean? They were
Because
like, "Are
Kendall
you
was
okay?"
in her space and like
And
Serena just cussed Cordell out 5 ways to Friday and he was still like,
only to come, like, turn around and find out that Cordell or Kendall, sorry, excuse me, Kendall was saying all this and some. And looked fucking stupid. Like, he just was saying all kinds of shit. Like, they clipped a bunch of stuff that Kendall said that was just so out of pocket, so nasty, and so rude. And so Kendall ended up apologizing to how many girls? Three?
He apologized to Kaylor, he apologized to Serena, that's it. And then
And
he brought
then
all
Nicole
breakfast.
for being an asshole. Brought them all breakfast, which is all cool and fine and dandy. But if I were those girls personally, I would keep them to the left because he ain't right.
Yeah, like I appreciate that he like saw it and apologized. Like I really don't think he probably understood how deep it was until he was
I also think it was kind of an ultimatum from Nicole.
like it was just there's not like he was just like being very I think what it was is just a lot of immaturity. That's really what it boils down to,
Yeah.
just being very immature
And honestly,
and not
that's,
considering other people's
yeah.
feelings. And so,
And
but
that's that on them.
yeah,
That's all I can say.
I think we covered all of them except for the newer couples, right?
Yes.
Okay, so moving on to the newer couples, which we won't spend that much time on because whatever. We have Rob and Daniela, which weird move altogether on Rob's end,
Yeah.
on Daniela's end. Just weird that this happened. Rob and Daniela get together. Obviously, we saw that, at the end of Casa. And it's kind of weird because like she's in there and she's like she at one point explicitly lied to Kayla about what happened between her and Aaron. Which I thought was
A
a
choice.
choice. Exactly. A choice. Okay. And obviously it's gonna come out. Like lying on national television is crazy to me because like what do you mean? Like I think about like
Candy camera, candy camera.
really, like, I
Everything
think
we're
about,
making.
I was telling you, because I know you didn't watch it, but I was telling you about what Perfect Match season two when Harry Jowsey, like, kissed Melinda and he was like, no, I didn't kiss her, da-da-da-da. And then on Candy Camera, he's talking about, did you guys get that on camera? You didn't record that, did you? What?
Idiots, all of them. So they see in movie night, Rob, like, he was so, you can tell how embarrassed he was after watching all of the footage and everybody else seeing all of the
Daniela
footage.
was also embarrassed. And Kaylor, I don't
Yeah.
like how Kaylor has more, sorry, really quick time about Kaylor. She has more smoke and like vim and like she stands firmer. Why are my hands like this? And stands firmer when it comes to like the girls than she ever does with Aaron. Because Daniela watched that clip and was embarrassed. And Kaylor goes, yeah, well, I'm embarrassed too. Well, how about you shut up, Kaylor, because you're still dating him? Like,
Yeah,
what do
shut the
you
fuck
understand?
up. You should be more embarrassed that you took him back.
Exactly. Daniela's allowed to be embarrassed. But anyways, I digress. Back to you.
So yeah, Rob's embarrassed. He after everybody else saw it, he was like, all right, maybe I'm not that interested in her.
Yeah.
It's so funny because he pulls Aaron to the side and he's like, yeah, it more than Aaron too. He pulls a couple of the guys aside, like, hey, I'm just questioning her like genuineness because everything I've watched her say to him on camera, she said to me.
Yeah, but I think we were just talking about this before we started recording, but like, I genuinely, Rob was there in Casa more when Aaron and Danielle were getting to know each other. Aaron probably talked about the conversations they were having. Obviously, you guys are not going to say things verbatim, right?
Yeah.
But like, he watched their relationship progress during Casa and still chose to pursue things with her and bring it
Yeah.
back. So I think it's weird that like he felt some type of
I
way
think I don't think
around
it's weird. I think
it.
he's just more
Like,
embarrassed that everybody else saw it too. Like he was fine if it was just the bros, but now that all the girls have seen it too, he was like,
it
okay.
just no, I just don't agree because you were gonna if he had to have already been feeling weird about it is what I'm saying. Like he had to have already been feeling weird about it. Like there's no way he just like
Yeah.
okay bye. You know what I mean? Like he
So,
knew.
yeah.
And then I did feel so during the social media challenge too. There was a tweet about like how oh Aaron passed Daniela over to Rob. Like she was an object or something like that. Like she's been passed around. And Daniela got really upset and cried. And Rob was like, you're not an object. And I'm like, okay, I feel bad. Like, I don't want her to feel like objectified, but also in the same vein, did that not happen? Is that not what happened?
Was it a lie?
Like, that seems to be what we watched unfold with our very own eyes. Like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah. And then, so Rob has these conversations with the boys and is like, basically, I don't know if I'm really feeling Danielle anymore. I'm going to tell her that I'm going to slow things down. So they have this conversation. Danielle is really hurt, but she understands, you know what I mean? And then they have another conversation, and this Jordan didn't see this, but I hope somebody else did, because I was like,
are you sure this is something that happened yesterday? Because I don't think this happened last week.
I don't know. Even if it, I don't know. Even if it didn't,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because they already had that conversation where they're going to slow down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, he says to her, or no, she's, what did he say? He said, I like you. And she says, I like you more. And then he goes, probably. Excuse me?
Rob has
said that to me. If a man said that to me, oh my God.
Rob has a certain look and vibe about him when he's not interested in a girl. And he's very not interested in Danielle. Also, I thought there was a really funny tweet about Rob during the challenge where they said, like, I don't get it about Rob. Like, is it because he's so, like, is like an onion, has layers? And I'm like, also,
yeah.
I used to, like, love Rob. Don't get me wrong, right? But I also don't, like, I feel like his little, like, his personality and, like, just kind of how he, like, shows interest or doesn't show interest and kind of hold himself would get old to me really quickly. I'd be like,
yeah,
what else?
You can only be like, mysterious so long before it gets fucking annoying.
Exactly. But like, hey, it works for him. He's good looking and it keeps the ladies coming. So
it was cute when Leah and him had that conversation.
I thought it was needed.
Tearing up.
The air felt clear.
Yeah, he goes, am I onioning you? And she was like, you never did onion me. Like,
because your onion doesn't work on me.
I was like, okay, that's cute. Even though I think they could never work out personally. But anyways.
I think Rob is going to leave the villa and he's going to link back up with Andrea because she's still waiting for him. So.
Yeah, and if you've seen their social medias, they give me equal amount of ick. So perfect for each other.
They'll make some really great TikToks together.
That stresses me out.
That's Rob and Daniela. And I don't. There's not much else to say about them throughout the week that took place. Then we have Kane and Liv. I still wasn't like the biggest fan that she brought him.
They didn't have like any conversations at all, for real.
And then Kane, you know, kind of decided like, oh, you know, I like Sierra. He didn't talk to Liv about it first, which I don't like. This is like the third time this happened to Liv where the guys decide they don't like her and they tell someone else before they tell her, which is really unfortunate. And you could see that get to her because Liv, baby, there's nothing wrong with you. It is not.
Yeah.
It is these men, these boys, I should say. And so I feel really bad, but he moves on to Sierra because Miguel ended things with Sierra. And then at the end of the week, we see a new guy slash old guy Harrison come in.
Mm-hmm.
And Harrison takes, you know, Sierra for a date, and Kane feels some type of way about it when they've only been coupled up for one day.
Yeah.
And tells, you know, Sierra that you can't get to know, like, if you entertain getting to know him, I'm done.
Yeah, like if you
wait
for another chat, then I'm probably not going to be as interested. That's what he says. Like,
which I think is crazy because, like, I feel like he was probably kind of comparing himself to where other couples were at in that point in time. Like, other couples have been together for four weeks at this point. You know what I mean?
But I also think he was saying that just because, like, he knew what time it was in the villa. Like, he knows there's only like 1 week left, and that he's not going to put himself on the, not to defend him, but I think that's like part of his motive, because there's only 1 week left in the villa, so like,
yeah. And it puts
either you couple up or you don't.
It puts you off, rightfully so. But yeah, Kane and Liv are very short-lived in the villa, and you know, kind of we get to the middle end of the week, which what happens is there's a dumping, and the girls who end up going home are Catherine and Dea, which was not a surprise to anybody.
Yeah, fuck them.
And they're still talking trash outside the villa.
Yeah, that's why. Like, had you just said your piece at the villa because you were hurt, but like, you're outside the villa, and they're like, they said that the girls were like, you can't sit with us, they were being mean, but I'm sorry. I would not be a nice girl either if you were purposefully going out of your way to hurt my feelings, like, to couple up with these men. And that's the game you play.
You know, it's a
either way
weird
on either side.
situation. Like, if I'm feeling, if me and someone else are like in tension, and it's like a weird situation, and like, I'm not going to, while it's still fresh, go up to them and just try to hang out.
Thing I would try to do.
What? Like, I again, we weren't there for that. I don't know exactly how it went down, but I was like, why are you complaining about that? Because that sounds very normal.
But the fact that she was still talking about her after the villa, and I was like, I can't wait for Serena to go home.
Yeah,
Girl, now
crazy.
you know what's giving mean is you.
Because Daya last ditch effort tried to get Serena to not want Cordell. Like, kind
Yeah,
of,
she
well,
tried to
I can't
befriend
have him. I
her.
don't want anybody else to have, like,
Yeah.
okay. But they left, and so did Liv, which was
Which is
sad, but
unfortunate. She's my favorite.
I do think it was time. She wasn't just she it wasn't for the villa wasn't for her. She wasn't finding a connection outside of like the friendship she built with the girls.
You know what sucks though about Liv leaving? You know, a lot of people are speculating that she's like a closeted lesbian.
Just
She's
because
not
she's
making,
like
yeah, just because she's
outspoken.
not making connections, which kind of hurts like in my soul a little bit because, you know, I've never had a boyfriend and I do. It's harder for me to connect to men than like most people, which has like caused some speculation, even in my family and friends, they're like, are you? And
Really?
I'm like, yeah. They're like, are you? And I'm like, no, I'm not. And that, like, it doesn't hurt me that someone would think that I'm a lesbian, but it does like hurt for someone to like psychoanalyze you and like just project this idea on you that is just not true. So I wouldn't be surprised if her feelings like are a little bit hurt just because it's like, damn, I can't just be a good friend. I can't be close to my friends and like have a hard time connecting to men. That can't just be the reason that I have great girlfriends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know what? Something I noticed about Liv is because I'm the exact same way about this too. I talk to everybody the same way. Like, I'm not putting it
Oh,
on
absolutely.
for anybody. Like, the girls in there, and I get like in Love Island, you kind of have to, you know, rules of engagement are a little bit different. Some people are more flirty, some people aren't. But like, when you meet someone, you are more flirty in there. But like, no. Like, I talk to everybody genuinely the exact same way, and don't put it on. And Liv doesn't do that either. And so I think it was really easy for the guys to kind of quickly, like, because she just went to like, okay, let's just try to be friends, you know, like developing a situation
Yeah, that's
there.
so unfortunate too because it's like I'm the same way. I when I like a guy, I always say you would never know if I liked you because I genuinely treat you the same as everybody else. Just because I'm not touchy-feely, I'm not like super romantic or like flirty, but if I like you, you're just gonna get the same treatment as like everybody else I like platonically because I think it's better to start a relationship like that as friends, you know?
Yeah, and it was probably easy for the guys to be like, okay, I'm not getting the energy from her that I want. I don't see this going anywhere romantic, because it at that point in time it wasn't. You know what I mean?
Which sucks. That sucks so badly for her. And who knows, maybe she is. Maybe she does like girls and doesn't know it yet. But if she doesn't, that just shows like how hard it is sometimes for girls to connect with guys. And more people just have more experience with that. And
But yeah, RIP to Liv. She was so great, and you know, she obviously had was really close to all of the girls in there, especially really close to Kaylor. I will say this, I when she said her little, like, when she was like, I've never had sisters before, like, that was so sad, like, so sweet. And again, that's why I'd go on Love Island, for the friendships. Like, truly, I'd be there for the vibes and the friends. But I in her little goodbye thing, she was like, take care of each other and make sure you take care of this one, referencing to Kaylor. And I said, no, because Kaylor does not want to be
because
there.
she knows she won't stand up, especially when Liv's gone. And
Why am I
obviously, we see
gonna
what's going to happen.
stand up for you when you could stand up for yourself and are choosing not to personally? Like, you only get a few times out of me for me to like go that hard before I'm like, I'm not going to fight every single one of your battles. Like,
Yeah.
but
So,
anyways, it was
is
really sad to
that.
see her go. And then, well, after those girls get dumped, Ariana Maddox comes right back in the villa and is like, surprise, we got a new Islander, which you already talked about Harrison
We already
coming in,
talked about
about
Harrison,
Sierra.
but
But Harrison comes in, and I mean, that's kind of it. He's Harrison. I don't think he's going to shake up the villa that much, because again, we're at this point where a lot of the couples are
no.
like just locked in, so there's not much that could
He
happen.
tries it though with Nicole, but it doesn't work.
Is this, oh, Kane also left last week too.
at a different point in time, but Cain did leave.
Oh, but this is, yeah, this is also like crossing into. So he's told that he's going to get a text the next day. Mm-hmm. That's going to shake the villa. And from then on, it's kind of going into next week. Mm-hmm. So that kind of wraps the week.
It does. It was it. The first half was like really like, ooh, like cost more, all the drama, da 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 da. And then it like movie night. And then now it's kind of like died off. And we're going into like the last week. So this week we have a vote coming up. Vote for our favorite couple, which I think this will be the first time this season that we see an actual couple getting dumped. Excuse me, which is about time because it's only been like singles, you know, one offs, or two,
yeah,
you know, but not like a full couple. And
we have predictions that if they do the couple,
the bottom couple is going to be Sierra and Harrison for sure, just because yeah, people are gonna vote
and
for
they
them
just coupled up.
Yeah,
which I hate when they up. Do stuff like that, because it's like they just got there. It's like, what's the point of coming in?
If yeah, people anyways. Are saying like, get them out my villa. Why? Why are you territorial?
But also, I said to Jordan, I think maybe if they do the bottom couples, that they'll have them pick between the two.
Yeah, we said the bottom couple is going to get dropped, yeah. And then the other bottom couple is like they're going to have them choose, like
because yeah. they tease that there's another girl coming in the villa, so.
Yeah,
it just Cassie
is supposed to come because Cassie, I feel like Cassie and Harrison, they were supposed to enter last week. I think they're supposed to enter sooner last week than they did, but the producers realized there was too much going on, so they like changed how they were introducing them to the villa. Now that's why Cassie's coming in this last week. And what are we gonna see this week? We have the results of the vote, we have the heart rate challenge, and then I think it's probably just, I don't think there's that much that's gonna happen besides like final dates, and that's kind of it.
Yeah, hopefully it picks back up just a little bit. The last couple episodes, I was kind of bored, but it is what it is. It's to be expected because it's coming to an end. Mm-hmm. So I think this week's going to be quite the ride. Hopefully, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but that is it for us. So thanks for tuning in. And
yeah, toodaloo.
I took her to the island. Little shorty, she be wildin', yo. Cause I always got a smilin', she can't stop. Yeah, I always got a smilin', she won't stop. Baby took me to the island.